Let's talk about fundamentals. The world changed in 2020, and many of us may want to forget as much of it as we can. Even if we're emotionally exhausted, we may want to derive some financial benefit from understanding how these changes have affected the capital markets. At BIP Wealth, we hope that by reducing our analysis to a few key fundamental investment themes, it will be easier for all of us to extract ourselves from the political drama that continues to unfold. Our focus has always been on engineering investment opportunities that deliver the best risk-return ratio to our clients. Here are our key themes for investment opportunities in 2021 and beyond. The role of public market fixed income has changed for the worse. The relative opportunity for the stock market has improved. Extreme volatility might erupt at any time. Private markets can play a larger role in portfolios. And finally, tax rates for investors will increase. Please join us for our upcoming annual market report when we will look back at 2020 and analyze what has changed. We will lay out how this will affect your portfolio and show you how you can take advantage of these changes. The role of public market fixed income has changed for the worse. In mid-2020, the Federal Reserve took the unprecedented step of reordering its priorities. It de-escalated the importance of maintaining stable long-term interest rates and fighting inflation, and it decided to make full employment its primary mission. To be clear, it plans to stimulate growth and employment, even if it causes inflation and rising interest rates to move well beyond past thresholds. The most important technique for stimulating employment will be to keep short-term interest rates near zero. But there are other techniques, such as increasing money supply, that may also be deployed. To the extent any of us owns cash, we should expect to make almost nothing from the near zero rates cash is paying. Rising inflation could even cause us to lose 2-3% per year in purchasing power on our cash holdings. If we own longer-term bonds in the hopes of catching just a bit more yield, then rising interest rates could quickly turn those purchases into very bad deals. This is why rising interest rates cause the prices of long-term bonds to fall dramatically. These are the fundamentals of the public market fixed income asset class. It's full of risk with very few rewards. So how should fixed income investors react? About the best we can do is we can own a diversified portfolio of short-term investment-grade fixed income that we expect to be liquid and safe. It should earn a higher yield than we can get from cash. And if we're careful, we can avoid the larger risks from rising interest rates. Most investors still need to own some fixed income, if it's managed safely, to have assets they can commit to buying stocks when the market dips, to hold value when they take profits from a rising stock market, or just to supply cash for their expenses. And at some point, rising rates should allow us to stop being so defensive. Maybe that's in 2 years, or maybe that's half a decade away. The Federal Reserve has signaled to the world that it's not going to stop its efforts until we reach full employment. The relative opportunity for the stock market has improved. In the spring of 2020, with the pandemic dominating the headlines, most stock markets around the world fell dramatically. Markets rallied back, thanks to government intervention, and we saw a full recovery by the end of the third quarter. But then the market surprised nearly everyone again. Our quarterly market report at the end of Q3 laid the groundwork for why a rally could happen. And the markets proved us right, with a 15.7% lift in the fourth quarter. The global equity markets closed 2020 with a 16.25% return. That's the MSCI, ACWI, IMI Net Global Equity Index, if you're wondering. I don't think I heard anyone accurately predict these kinds of stock market returns. But the combination of the Federal Reserve's policies to cut rates in the U.S. and the fiscal stimulus that came from economic rescue packages in most developed markets around the globe meant that economic recovery is a reasonable expectation for the future. The Federal Reserve's priority of stimulating employment absolutely requires that companies thrive. Employees work for companies, and growth in one is linked to growth in the other. So there are fundamentals of the public stock market asset class that it's full of opportunity, though not without risk. Extreme volatility might erupt at any time. One other possible driver of the stock market is the concept of opportunity cost. If we think about the average retail investor who is faced with only two choices, invest in public market fixed income or invest in the public stock market, could the utter lack of opportunities in fixed income be what drives the stock market higher? This has happened in the past, and it doesn't always end well because it's not based on the fundamentals. Maybe economic growth from governmental stimulus becomes self-sustaining, in which case we don't have to worry as much about a sustained bear market. But to the extent that the price of risky assets, like stocks, go up because of a lack of viable alternatives, then at some point rising interest rates could pull stock market money back into the bond market in rapid fashion. This could lead to extreme volatility in the stock market and create a so-called hard landing. Every investor needs to make sure that they have their risk tolerance properly calibrated so that we can buy low and sell high, just like we did in 2020 and in 2019 during periods of volatility. Private markets can play a larger role in portfolios. Private markets are the type of investments that you won't see listed on any exchange. You won't hear much about them on CNBC or any popular financial media outlet. Private markets are open to a limited number of investors who meet special qualifications the SEC has established for people with enough income or assets to bear the risks. However, nearly every investor could potentially benefit from private markets if they go through a financial planning process and it's clear they can tolerate illiquidity in some of their portfolio. Many clients of BIP Wealth have enjoyed significant returns from private equity investments, sometimes called venture capital. Not every investment has been a big win, however, so diversification is still important. But going into 2021, we may be about to see the best relative opportunity in private fixed income when compared to public fixed income that we've seen in a long time. Over the next few years, investors in public market fixed income might cheer an average annual return of just 2%. But in the private markets, we regularly see investments in senior, secured debt instruments of rapidly growing companies that offer double-digit annual yields. Why would this exist? And is the higher promised return a sign of higher risk? The answers are complicated and the risks are laid out in the offering documents that come with each deal, but the short answer is that public and private markets can be very, very different. Public markets are usually very liquid, very competitive, and when a public company gets its fixed income rated by one of the rating agencies, it is often sold to investors all over the world. The limited number of private investors and the lack of broadly available analysis of the risks can mean the rate of return can be much higher in private markets. This speaks to the disadvantages that small businesses have when borrowing money. And someday the markets may solve this problem, but they haven't yet. And the high cost of borrowing is an opportunity that we can use to our advantage. You can talk with your BIP Wealth Advisor about whether or not these kinds of private fixed income investments are right for you. Tax rates for investors will increase. This is a bit of speculation, and not everyone may agree, but we think taxes are likely to go up in the next few years. Taxes on higher brackets of personal income are likely to be the first step we'll see, or it might be higher corporate taxes, or both. Higher estate taxes may follow as well. Maybe some of you are dedicated fiscal conservatives, or maybe you are pro-stimulus in the short run and want to eventually balance the budget. We can all agree that the size of our country's national debt is skyrocketing, which might not be sustainable. We think more fiscal stimulus is coming soon, which will only add to the size of our national debt. At some point, we may need to see government budgets shrink. with cuts to defense and entitlement programs, but we think tax increases are likely to come first. At BIP Wealth, we have always taken great care to be as tax efficient as possible in how we design and execute investment strategies for our clients. It takes extra work, and it requires more knowledge than some advisors at other firms may have. But minimizing the taxes you pay is very important to us. Please make sure you're talking with your advisor about the ways your portfolio is being managed for tax efficiency. Thanks for reading or listening. This is Eric Kramer, the Chief Investment Officer for BIP Wealth. We look forward to seeing you on the upcoming Annual Market Report webcast.